Longtime Dodgers aficionado, Major Garrett is with us. Major is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Stop it.
Yes. I'm told you're wearing your Davy Lopes number 15 today.
Oh, my God.
And you have Tommy Lasorda's book right nearby. That is what, that Dave, is that what you're seeing right there?
Signed copy, I heard.
Signed copy with Tommy right there. Matt Gaetz, your guy, nominated by Donald Trump to be the next Attorney General of the United States of America. The all this happened on a flight when the president-elect didn't like the names in front of him and had Matt Gaetz right in front of him and said, hey, you're loyal to me. You can be my guy with the Vengeance Tour. You're my Attorney General. He then resigns from Congress. And now the wait is about to happen. Let me ask you this, because today, as you know, I was mentioning this to the audience before he came on. If he doesn't resign Congress, today is the day that an ethics report, which started in April of 21, so really quick report here, April 21, an ethics report about Matt Gaetz, including allegations of underage sex, sex trafficking. He was investigated by the Department of Justice, excuse me, the individual who reportedly may have been in tandem with them in this criminal behavior, pled guilty, turned evidence on Gaetz. But to be clear, the Department of Justice did not charge Gaetz. They didn't think they had enough evidence to prove him guilty. But this ethics report would have come out today. It's not out today because he resigned. Do you think over the next few weeks that ethics report will see the light of day?
It might, but here's the dilemma with that. If it is leaked, Gaetz will say it's not the real report. Gaetz will say it's a manufactured, we don't know what this is, it has no official sanction, it has no official credibility, which he would question even if it did. But if it's leaked, then it becomes a partisan effort to smear him, and nobody knows if it's legit or not, and it becomes subject to the ever-convenient, nearly perpetual fog of Trumpist and Trumpist-adjacent deniability or denialism.
Yep.
So let's just deconstruct what you said. First of all, the Trump Justice Department launched the investigation against Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
Either it is or it isn't a weaponized Justice Department.
That's a very good
point.
Yes.
And it didn't bring charges. So either it is or it isn't a weaponized Justice Department. Second, before President Trump left office the first time, Matt Gaetz preemptively sought a pardon from him for actions related to January 6th that he legitimately feared could lead to his own prosecution. So we have, for the very first time in our nation's history, a potential attorney general nominee with an FBI file as thick as a small rural Minnesota phone book, when they used to have them, and who sought a preemptive pardon from a president before being nominated as the next attorney general. I mean,
any
John
other
Mitchell,
time in our history, Major,
John Mitchell,
you could not
John
make
Mitchell,
that up.
John Mitchell, the most corrupt attorney general in the history of America.
Correct. Yep.
Richard Nixon's hand-selected henchman.
Yeah.
Against John Mitchell, John Mitchell looks like Felix Unger.
Underrated show, by the way. Don't downplay The Odd Couple, okay?
Love The Odd Couple.
Yes.
Love The Odd Couple.
Da 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 da.
And we should understand this, and we should understand this. This entire maneuver, whatever it may come to, was designed specifically in the moment to shield Matt Gaetz from the official release of this ethics report.
So
that's what's happened.
Let me jump in on that. Do you believe Donald Trump, a man who is obsessed with winning, will never acknowledge a loss, was willing to put Gates out there knowing he could not get him as an attorney, as his attorney general, but wanted to save him from a potential scathing and career-ending ethics report?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I don't rule out the possibility that Matt Gaetz becomes the attorney general, because I don't rule out the possibility, and I would have a week ago, but I can no longer. Not the certainty, but the possibility that the Senate, led by Republicans, completely buckles under to Trump, recesses when the House Republicans recess, and Trump appoints Matt Gaetz and everybody else as recess appointments, and they hold cabinet positions unconfirmed for 2 full years, and the Senate relinquishes all of its power on advice and consent simply to avoid a knockdown, drag-out fight with this newly elected president.
This is Major Garrett here on CCO. As you know, Matt Gaetz is detested by numerous Republicans all throughout Capitol Hill for the allegations of his behavior and his known behavior, just drawing attention to himself, buffoonery, accusations, conspiracy theories. The Wall Street Journal, I'm sure you saw this in the last couple hours, suggested that it may be up to more than a dozen Republicans, to more than 30 Republicans in the Senate who are so bothered by Gaetz that they're willing to risk the wrath of Donald Trump, and they're going to say no. Could it be an overwhelming number of Republicans that would say no to Gaetz?
It is possible. It is certainly possible. That is how repellent a figure, and unqualified a figure, Matt Gaetz is. And don't listen to me. Listen to Mark Wayne Mullen, Senator from Oklahoma, who served in the House, who has given lurid live interviews that are now viewable on YouTube about what Matt Gaetz would do on the House floor. He would walk around the House floor and take out his phone and show videos of women who he purported to have sex with and regale members endlessly with stories about his ED pop pill popping, followed by some energy drink, and go on and on.
On the floor of Congress.
On the floor of Congress, exactly.
Yep, this is the guy. Yep.
And not only that, Matt Gaetz single-handedly engineered the ouster of Kevin McCarthy, because Kevin McCarthy was allowing this investigation in the Ethics Committee to proceed. He would not kill it. That was the condition upon which Matt Gaetz said to McCarthy, if you don't kill this, I will oust you, or I will seek to oust you. He eventually did, as Speaker.
McCarthy has come off, Major, as convinced, as knowing that the evidence is true that Gaetz engaged at minimum in underage sex, let alone sex trafficking, illegal drugs, favors. McCarthy, again, no Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is a true conservative, knew that, in his opinion, Matt Gaetz was filth.
So Matt Gaetz may be defeated, but what I urge the audience over this weekend to listen to, and all next week, declarative statements from Senate Republican leaders that there will be a full-blown confirmation process. They are still equivocating on that, which means it is still possible that they cave and they give Trump whatever he wants. This is still a live ball. And I'm waiting for Senate Republican leaders to say the things that must be said. Must be said. We are going to have a confirmation process. The president will get away more often than not, as previous presidents have. But we are going to retain our constitutionally described powers of advise and consent.
Simple.
And until they're declarative about that, we must all be nervous about what their actual intentions are. Now, back to Gaetz very quickly.
Yep.
In that sense, protecting him from the Ethics Committee, priority one. Priority two might be a head fake. Senate Republicans say, President Trump, for the love of God, anyone but Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
And he says, anyone? Anyone? Really? Okay. How about Jeff Clark, who wrote all the memos about seizing voting machines in 2020? We said anyone but Matt Gaetz. Okay. How about that guy? How about Ken Paxton, the attorney general from Texas? How about somebody who's probably more skilled, more bureaucratically capable, but just as Trumpian aligned, just as vengeance-fueled as Matt Gaetz would have been? That would be the part of this process as well.
It wouldn't shock me if it's this caddy from Mar-a-Lago, in all sincerity. Let's go to, come on down, let's go to our next contestant. Who do we have, Dave Harrigan? We have RFK Jr., mm-hmm. the director of HHS. I thought I just saw mm-hmm. Howard Lutnick. I think I have the name right. Was on with Caitlin Collins a couple weeks ago. Guaranteeing that RFK Jr. would not have this responsibility. He'll have some role. No, he's got the main role. Now, I remember us talking in the summer about your interview with mm-hmm. RFK Jr. Share mm-hmm. that again and what stands out to you about Trump and RFK Jr. coming together and the role he will play as the head of this enormous and powerful agency in our country.
So I talked to RFK Jr. right after President Biden announced he was not seeking re-election, but before there had been this alliance and this endorsement of Trump by RFK Jr. So he was still denouncing both parties as corrupt and undermining the welfare, the health, the economic future of Americans. He abandoned all that, lined up with Trump, and was not insignificant in coalition building for Trump's ultimate victory. RFK Jr. has been allowed by Trump something that no one else in the Trumpian movement has ever been granted, the right to co-brand something off of MAGA, Make America Healthy Again,
yeah.
MAHA.
Right.
Okay? RFK Jr. is, in some respects, a serious person. He is very well-read. He is not very well-experienced. And he is, even as compared to Trump, a supreme narcissist who loves being at the center of the action and loves everyone paying attention to him. He has raised legitimate concerns, and I want to underscore this, legitimate concerns about the corporate influence on nutrition programs, what we feed our children, mm-hmm. how we feed our children, what are Big Pharma's roles in the approval of and regulatory powers exercised by the FDA. Half the FDA budget, as RFK Jr. says, comes from pharmaceutical companies.
All fair points to pursue, right?
All fair points. But he is dead wrong on vaccines, and he will not acknowledge his dead wrongness.
Yep.
He constantly, again this summer, said that vaccines, children vaccines, cause autism. They do not.
100%.
He talks about thimerosal.
Yep.
Thimerosal is a preservative, an ethyl mercury-based preservative in some vaccines. It has never been a preservative for mumps, measles or rubella, chickenpox or polio. Never. Those are the frontline vaccines for children to protect them and public health. And RFK Jr. continues to lie about his opposition and false claims that those vaccines lead to autism. He's also completely off base about the origins of COVID and that it was engineered to not infect Chinese or Ashkenazi Jews.
Yep.
Exactly. You know, these things are not science-based at all, yet he will go on extravagantly about how he is a rigorous science-based person. Plainly,
no,
he is not.
He's not. I got about 30 seconds left. I could give you 10 more on RFK Jr., right? You could, too. Is he going to really be in charge? What do you think? Is this all going to take place?
I think he's hard for Senate Republicans to vote against because of this component part he added to the Trump movement.
Yep. I think that's fair. All right. Steve Garvey, Bill Russell.
Oh, stop.
Who else? Reggie Smith.
Steve Garvey is a legitimate Padre hero.
Yeah.
Steve Garvey is a legitimate Padre hero.
I call him Dodger leftovers. I mean, is that really where you're at now? Dodgers leftovers? Dave, it's kind of sad.
Yeah,
Dodgers
really
leftovers. I mean, just
what happened to you?
I guess you're going to refer to the late, great Fernando Valenzuela that way, too.
All right. No comment. Just go back to Gary Coleman in left field. Okay, just stay there. Okay, 53 fast 12 major on CCO.